Welcome to GalacticConnection.com. We are committed to expanding perspectives, bringing forth cutting-edge information and education, and preparing and assisting the planet for the up-and-coming events associated with stepping out of this 3D matrix. We intend to connect minds and hearts around the globe in order to attain global unity and galactic acceptance. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will bring you the most current topics in the news, as well as education, research, healing information, and out-of-this-world perspectives regarding a variety of topics. For example, you can look forward to discussions on global communities, governments, countries, planets, solar systems, ancient civilizations, and beyond, in addition to metaphysical individuals, angels, extraterrestrials, UFOs, galactic brotherhoods, high councils, and ascended masters. Our guests are experts in these fields, and our GalacticConnection.com show promises to be very thought-provoking.
Let us be together, let us progress and triumph, let us gain energy and momentum. Lead us to clarity, feeling of unity, let there be peace, peace, peace and wonder.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is December 10th, 2013. I have a very special show today with three really interesting people, two of which will be taking a very active role in this interview. One of them is Marco Missinato of Unfolding Secrets, and the other is Cobra, which we all know about. So Marco Missinato has a very interesting background. He is the composer and executive producer for Unfolding Secrets. And he was raised in Rome, which is very cool, and a blooming musician all the way from the age of six on. I can't believe the story about you, Marco. I'm very interested in it. And he came out to Los Angeles and dedicated himself to his passion in music, graduated from Hollywood's Musicians Institute, and was able to record his first album a year later called Nostalgia. He has been involved in all sorts of cool things, like an Oscar-nominated actress, Sally Kirkland, brought him on board for a theatrical show called Nonny Bruce and the Power of Love. And he's also been involved in theatrical productions such as Melrose Place and Port Charles, and many, many others. So if you want to hear more about his background and his bio, you can always reach this through the BBS radio page, landing page. So Marco, I just want to welcome you and thank you so much for coming aboard to discuss new things with us regarding music and the Renaissance. Hello and welcome.
Hello. Hello, Alexander. Thank you. Thank you. So lovely to spend some time with you here, with you and Cobra tonight. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. You are welcome. And thank you, Cobra, for coming on board again.
You're welcome as well.
And so we have kind of an interesting show today that we really want to discuss, the unfolding of this new Renaissance that we are all starting to step into. And I feel like Marco is a very key role in this. If you have a chance, while you're listening to the show, please go visit his site at unfoldingsecrets.com, and you will be amazed at the beauty and the brilliance of his music. I mean, it is spectacular. And as everyone knows, Cobra has been a major torchbearer in bringing forward the Renaissance and motivating all of us to step forward in our passion regarding music and beauty and things like that, art and entertainment. So, Marco, first of all, please do us a favor and tell us how you have found yourself, you know, affecting the so-called ascension process with your music?
Well, I guess the quickest answer to that question is just by following my joy. Is really that simple. The formula is just follow your joy with no expectations. And since I was, since I can recall, since the very beginning of my physical experience, my joy was always take me to music. And so I just followed that that path, and of course there was a tremendous amount of resistance that I have to face, as we all, of course, have to. But it's been a wonderful journey so far.
Oh, that's fantastic! And we need more people like you to really step forward. There's been such a depression of the arts and entertainment throughout the years. I know that personally because my mom was she was a graduate of Juilliard and an opera singer.
Yes.
Very involved in the musical end of things. And I heard that from her all the time, how the schools have dropped all the arts and music programs, you know, because of lack of funding. It's very unfortunate.
Yes. Yeah, it is a necessary path. It has been a very male-oriented energy, even in the music industry, which is supposed to be a female energy, but until now it's been male. But it has been a very necessary process for humans, so that now we are ready to go into the female. We are learning through contrast the difference between the male energy and the female energy. So now it's exciting because the music industry, as many other entities, are completely collapsing, leaving a spaciousness for a new, like Cobra says, a new renaissance. So it's just wonderful to be here this time.
Well, and that brings me to a question for you, Cobra, and that is, how do you feel that music bridges the old with the new? You know, what exactly are the secrets behind the music as far as what it's bringing to us now?
Actually, music influences our consciousness in a way that most other media cannot, because it speaks to the language of our soul, and also it reaches our subconsciousness. It reaches that archetypal level of ourselves. And the music, which is being created right now as a response to this impulse of the new Renaissance, is going to help us evolve the new myth that we as a species are creating right now. And this new myth does not include darkness. This new collective story of humankind will be the return of paradise.
Wow.
And that's what this new music is about.
That is so beautiful, the way you describe that. Now, Marco, how do you define your music? You know, where does your music come from?
Well, my relationship with music is always, for me, is a way to go back home, basically. When I was a little child, particularly the density that I have to address was very intense. And so for me, in order to step out from the idea of separation and go back home, I would go to the music. And so that was always the trigger factor for me, and the tremendous amount of joy and for my way to connect with source. And so that's where music comes from for me, from home.
Beautiful. And so, Cobra, this is a question for you. How do you recommend those that don't feel that they're musically oriented, how do you recommend that they kind of tune into their own symphony and create their own music?
Actually, it's not just about the music. Any expression of the soul, any expression of creative talents, any expression of this new paradigm, this new collective myth, is just as important as music. So different souls have different ways of receiving that impressions and different ways of expressing themselves. And we need all those combinations on the planet right now to make this new awakening, this new renaissance possible.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think that it's one of the greatest ways for us to counteract the dark at this point, is for each and every one of us to step into our own. And I mean, when I say music, I mean our own special gifts, because each and every one of us has one, and be able to cancel out whatever, and you know, dark intentions have been going on the planet. And really, this is, it's like having a whole new canvas. We're painting a whole new picture of ourselves now.
There is one thing more. It is very important to disentangle yourself from the mass media, the Hollywood production, the music industry, which is cabal control. Because what they do, they shape human consciousness, and especially subconsciousness, with the music they create, with the movies they project, and the media, and also the media with the news they put into the minds of the people. So it is important to distance yourself from that and find the music and the art and the expression which resonates with your own inner truth, and go beyond that Hollywood mass program.
I am really glad you brought that up, because if you could be so kind as to explain to everyone how music carries like a cosmic pattern, and within that pattern, it greatly affects us and our frequency.
Actually, music is not just a physical sound. It's it creates resonance waves not only on the physical plane, but also on higher non-physical planes, and it influences our subtle bodies. And the Kabbalah knows exactly which frequencies to use to block human creativity, to block human free will, and to program the mind. And they were intentionally using those frequencies in the music, which is being mass-produced, and also in the movies, not to mention subliminal programming in the movies, and many other things.
Correct. Yeah, definitely. So, Marco, how do you create your music to be, to bring people into that sacred place? I mean, what exactly do you feel is very special about your music? What are you bringing to the forefront?
Well, the process of creating melodies, it's really a mysterious process. It's really hard even to talk about it. The way how I approach it is by stepping in a situation of no mind. It's an approach like a little child that is innocent, is completely immersed in the joy and in the now, and really position himself like in a situation where he knows nothing. I position myself in a situation where I know nothing about music. It's not about knowing, it's about allowing. And the melodies usually come through in a very short, brief amount of time, like a few seconds, and then it's done. And actually, I have to record what comes through, because I cannot play it again.
Oh, how beautiful. And I really encourage everybody to listen to his music, because you can just feel the beauty and the intensity, Marco. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
So now, when you said that you're in that place of innocence, are you also working with the light beings? I mean, do you actually envision them with you as you're composing music?
Well, I'm sure at a certain level something like that happened. I am mostly feeling a profound emotion, mostly love. I just feel a sense of oneness. Again, it's like going back home. It's like you don't exist anymore. You're just part of one, of everything. And that also keep feeding me with this vision that I had since I was a little child, with this creating concerts to bring messages of oneness, to recreate, to dissipate the illusion of separation into oneness through the power of music. So this is where that's what happened in those brief moments. And I don't have any control about it. In fact, it was interesting, because there was a time where the conditioning were trying to educate me musically, and I always sense, I always had a feeling, a sort of resistance toward any kind of educational training. Intuitively, I felt like I had to maintain myself neutral. I have to maintain myself pure to the approach, in order to be able to host whatever needs to come through source.
Very beautiful. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you.
No. That's what I was saying. And so I maintain myself untrained, and then I just follow the joy and the synchronicity that took me to different situations, different places. The first time, the first part of my life, I had to sort of walk in solitude. Because I have to go through the layers of the experience of being humans, in order to be able to relate with humanity, with as human. So that now, if somebody says I'm afraid, or I'm sad, or I feel insecure, I can relate with them. And that was a tremendous amount of wonderful experience for me to achieve, in order to become a match to the vision that I'm about to crystallize at this time of the journey.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. This is such a high to listen to you guys. Well, I also saw a quotation from Plato, and he was discussing how music was one of the strongest of life's influences. And he brings about the discovery of the Platonic solids. And I thought, Kober, that would be a great opportunity for you to tell us a little bit about how do Platonic solids fit in with music.
Actually, the Platonic solids, especially some of them, are not just expressed through music. They are basic ingredients of the basic structure of the universe itself. So musical expression is just one way of expressing cosmic diversity. Mm-hmm. And Plato came to this awareness through the Mystery School, which was actually a reflection of the old mystery schools from Atlantis. And that time they knew how this universe works. And the harmony of the spheres is actually, they're actually resonant frequency waves which hold the planets in their orbits. It's actually the music, the cosmic music is a combination of force fields which keep this universe in balance. So from the cosmic perspective, music is much more than just what we hear with our ears. It can be felt through higher energy bodies. It can be experienced directly in higher states of awareness. And it's even more beautiful than what we can experience here in human bodies.
So are you also saying that if more people were in resonance with, you know, beautiful music, art, beauty, that sort of thing, sculpturing, if we were all in that essence, then would that also be affecting the orbit of planet Earth?
It would not change the orbit because the forces which keep the orbit of this planet are much greater than the sum force of humanity. But I would say that such connection of humanity would definitely positively influence the future destiny of this planet, especially the human civilization on the surface of this planet.
So now, Marco, how do you feel music is your way of giving to the planet? For example, you had mentioned, you know, we've exchanged emails, and you had mentioned that we do have a responsibility as humans, you know, to bring forth our gifts at this time. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yes. I personally believe that everybody are unique, and everybody carry within a unique gift. And this gift is being given to us, to each of us, for two reasons. One, for a personal evolution and personal growth. And second is also because there are people that are waiting for such gift. They need some gift to be bring into light. So one of the main intent that the music, the path that I am following has is to, by expressing my gift, to inspire others to do the same with theirs. Basically, the communication is everybody are special. So here I show you how special I am so that I can reflect in you what you are special about. And so you can also show it to me back and show it to everybody else.
Beautiful. Now, it has been said that the fifth in the interval is found in almost all sacred music. And I was wondering, is this something that you use in your music at all consciously? I know you try not to use your brain. You're pretty much going from your soul. But I was wondering how you feel about that when you're composing your music.
Yeah, there is moments where I use that frequency. When I do it, I'm not aware of it. It just happened. But yes, there are moments where I definitely use that frequency, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And they say that the fifth is so beautiful that it demonstrates how the universe works. Do you feel
yes.
Do you feel that to be true?
Well, in my perception, yes. It's really it's such a warm tone. It's so heartfelt, at least in my perception. And so, yes, absolutely. It has that kind of way to expand love. Absolutely, yes.
So, Kober, where do you feel this new renaissance is taking us? Do you feel that we actually are beginning a new renaissance? Are we already in the midst of it beginning?
We're at the very beginning right now. And after some generations, when people will look in our time, they will see this moment, those 2 years we are now right now, they will see this as a trigger point when the new Renaissance was born. But this is just a very, very faint beginning. It will go much, much deeper into much more beautiful, and it will become much more mainstream after some time, especially after the event. It will be a great expansion of creativity, a great expansion of true art, and this will definitely be a great inspiration for the future generations to come.
In fact, I would encourage everybody to really read up on the Renaissance, because you will get a glimpse of how we are really, truly reliving that era now. You know, they were coming out of the Black Plague. And I don't know about you guys, but in the 19th and the 20th century, I don't know about how much darker it could have gotten. You know, it's very similar to the time of the Black Plague back then. Now, Marco, tell us a little bit about your intentions. Where do you want to go with Unfolding Secrets? What exactly is your dream?
Well, Unfolding Secrets is part of a dream that I had since I was a little child. And it's the first layer, it's the first generation of a series of events that will have as an intent to activate the female energy within humans and bring messages of love and peace and oneness, and also supporting the awakening process in this time of the journey. Is going to be, my perception is that I have the feeling that it's going to be a very fragile moment for humans, because the reality as we know it is going to collapse, is going to comes down, and so all the people, the millions, most of the world population is completely identified with this reality. Therefore, once they see it going down, they will have some challenges, and that's where the artists will position themselves in order to be supportive in the bridge that they have to pass through in order to go to another level of consciousness. So the concerts, Unfolding Secrets concerts, will have that intent to be supportive and to awaken the female energy and to open the heart of humans so that we can move forward.
Now, with these concerts all over the world, are you going to be needing assistance with people in various communities and cities?
Absolutely. That's what we are working right now. We are stepping in a time where the key word is co-creation. This is a time of where we have to co-create through the idea of resonance, because the density is still very thick. So by yourself, as a singular person, it's really hard to move forward. But when you engage with people that are in the same frequencies, you amplify the vision, you amplify the energy field, and so things start to move and crystallize much, much, much faster. So at this moment, we are spreading the music as much as possible in order to attract those resonating souls they recognize us and they want to be part of the journey so that we can make things happen.
Nice. Wow, what an exciting time to be alive.
It is wonderful.
Oh my gosh. So Cobra, tell us with your words of wisdom how the Fibonacci and sacred geometry fits into this.
Okay, Fibonacci sequence or Fibonacci spiral is actually the goddess spiral. And the goddess spiral is the energy, or shall I say, not only the energy, it is the presence which will dissolve the matrix. So as the feminine energy, the goddess energy, the true, clear feminine presence is entering into the surface, into the structure of the surface of this planet, we are actually creating this new myth, this new collective story of mankind, which is without darkness. Because in the full presence of the goddess, darkness cannot exist. Wars cannot exist. Suffering is not possible. And all those things will be removed from the planet when the goddess fully returns. And the goddess will return through the goddess spiral, through the Fibonacci spiral, through the sacred geometry energy pattern, and through that sacred presence, which is about to be fully disclosed from the event onward.
Okay. Well, so are you also Is that indicating that the goddess spiral is present in all of the higher dimensional levels from where we are?
Yes.
And it's intact?
Yes. It cannot be destroyed. It was suppressed on this planet by the Cabal, or shall we say by the Archons, but it is not possible to destroy it. It's indestructible.
And I noticed you put out a very powerful message today, by the way.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah, that was very exciting. And that kind of showed me how interesting it was that we were doing this interview at this time about the Renaissance, because it really sounds like some things have really turned in the direction of supporting the light in a big way financially.
Yes, there was I would say the most dramatic breakthrough in the last few years happened this weekend, because the Archons went a little bit too far, and as a response to this, the resistance movement took some action, and you can read a detailed report in my blog about this. And basically, to summarize it, we're much closer to the event than we were last week. It was a big step forward.
That is so fantastic. And we all really need to hear stuff like this, because we're getting tired. So Marco, if you were to, you know, talk to the up-and-coming musicians of the world, what would be your best advice for them now to really put out, you know, and create some beautiful symphonic sacred music that's assisting all humanity?
Well, you know, musicians has a tremendous responsibility because everything comes from sound. My way to perceive reality is the whole existence is a big symphony. And the way I see it is because we have been living for such a long time in an artificially created reality, we are a little bit out of tune. So musician, when they connect with source, have the ability to manifest a melody and a frequency that can retune back humanity into the symphony of life. The biggest challenge for musicians is the programming that they too have been under, because they've been under school, under the music industry. So it's going to be the challenge for them is the one to really try to, in a way, forget and what they know about music and go back to the real reason why they came to close to music the first time, which was the joy, the feeling, the love, the enthusiasm, the fun, the passion, and then create from those sources. But it can be very challenging because the programming is very strong. Many times I deal with musicians that are wonderful, they are extremely talented, but they are so congested, contaminated with the so-called right and wrong, rightness and wrongness to do music, and therefore they cannot step out of the conform way to do music, which is it just doesn't reach the high frequencies.
And basically creating their own music through someone else's rules and regulations.
Yes, I step out from any rules and any regulation, and particularly let go of the attachment to be recognized, the attachment to fame, to money, to the mundane part of the activity, and step into just the I'm doing this because I love it, you know, and just because I really feel almost an orgasmic experience by connecting to source. But that means, again, that your female part has to be completely active, your heart has to be completely open, and you have to allow vulnerability to step in, and you have to allow to let go of the mind. And for many, is a very scary process.
Yeah, because you have to be fully authentic.
Yes, also we have an attachment. We have been so programmed with the idea of scarcity, with the idea of separation, it's challenging. But I think what is going on right now in the world in terms of waves of life that is coming through finally, I think the process is going to be easier and easier as we progress.
You know, Marco, I wanted you to really clarify for the audience the difference between the 432 hertz versus the 440 hertz and creating music within those ranges, how that's affecting our society.
Well, yeah, from what I know, during the, I believe, the Second World War, the standardization of tuning in the instrument tuning has been altered in order to diminish the power of music. And so we went to frequencies that are not organic. And so now we need to tune back to those frequencies that the classical musician used to tune their instrument with, which probably was very much in line with the nature, with Gaia, with Earth frequencies, with the star frequencies. And so that's where it comes to all those numbers. And so that's where we need to go back to if we want the music to penetrate at the cellular level and really create the transformation. It's like using music at full power, you know. Yes,
very good point. So Cobra, can you tell us a really good example of how music or sound was used to build structures on this planet at one time?
It was not designed to build structure, it was designed to manifest ideas. And actually, the whole ideas were expressed to music to be later, and those ideas were later influencing the thinking process. And then the thinking process spread through the masses, and then the masses manifested those ideas into reality through work. This is how this process works. So musicians are actually expressing ideas. When they're able to create free, of course, they are expressing ideas that will come to manifestation maybe generations later. Now this process, of course, faster, but now the situation that we have is that most musicians are under control of the system, of the matrix. And those few musicians who are expressing themselves freely are actually grounding the vision of the new golden age. And people who are listening to that kind of music begin getting ideas in their mind of how that golden age could look like. And they begin to write books, they begin to post blog posts, they begin to envision in more detail how this golden age will look like. And after the event, when the financial system resets, the money will be available to manifest those visions into reality.
God, it's actually like you're describing becoming a form of expression instead of just living, just existing. You know, like expressing your soul, expressing your purpose.
Actually, expressing your soul is a natural state when you are who you are. Because when you express yourself as you are, you cannot not express yourself as a soul.
But now, wasn't it true that they used sound to move and lift gold, you know, from certain parts of the world?
Yeah, that was happening in some past civilizations. To lift physical objects.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I know Tellinger just came up with the most amazing thing about these circular mounds that he's found all throughout South Africa and determined that there were actual pathways where the sound moved the extracted gold from the planet. And he found... Did you see that? It was really interesting. And he actually found rocks that were shaped kind of like... Kind of like pyramids, sort of, and he was able to tell that they were used as musical instruments at one time.
Yes, this is a way to move matter. Some of the more advanced civilizations in the past used this, but now most of them use teleportation, which is based on the etheric plane location. So it's a different technology.
So, Marco, getting back to your co-creation of these worldwide concerts, give us a little bit of an idea of what that co-creation, you know, appears to you as. Are you thinking in terms of, you know, actually entertaining with other musicians on the stage, or what are you perceiving this to unfold as?
Well, what is going to happen eventually is that this first stream of live concert will take us to a higher level of financial freedom. And at that point, we will introduce the original, the ultimate vision, which I call Sounds of Oneness. This is going to be a concert that will also include many, many other situations like sacred geometry, like light and movement. We definitely want the energy of the children on stage, very important. So a children choir, or there are brilliant little children that play incredibly well instruments. And we will have other devices. For example, I will shape the stage in a way that there will be no separation between the audience and the musicians. And we most likely will start the event with toning, so everybody will sink in vibrationally, and then we will start the experience. And then we will have all kind of situation. Every song has its own color. Every piece of music will have its own smell. We will use aromatherapy. We will use crystals. So it will be a very powerful experience. In fact, it might happen that the concert will be just the first part of the experience, because it's going to be so transforming that after the concert there will be a sequence of supportive healing sessions. So I can see eventually the concert becoming sort of a retreat or a workshop or a seminar where people begin, start to open their heart with the music, and then they also have other healers taking being part of the process, that they will support what just happened on stage. So it's a much, much bigger scenario. We will see also a pyramid shaped stage. We will be very careful how we use the color and the lighting. Right now I'm connecting with a wonderful sacred geometry expert who has the ability to create three-dimensional shaped sacred geometry effects that dance with music. So it's going to be a very a completely different experience.
Wow, that you know, it's very similar to the way that we've been planning some of the healing centers that we've been working on.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, marrying all the different matters and marrying all the different philosophies.
Yeah, this is not my idea. This is an idea that is within all the light workers, the so-called light workers. Everybody more or less are sharing this idea and with music and with this multimedia fifth dimensional experience. It's something that we are all been feeling a certain level since we are here in this physical shape.
Yes, I agree. So now we all know that music is very healing and sound is very healing. Can you share with us, Marco, some of your own experiences through your music where you actually saw that healing taking place within an individual?
Oh, absolutely. Right now we are collecting thousands of testimonials of people that describe how incredibly their life is feeling since they heard the music. The thing is that there is sound healing, which is basically sound to address in specific frequency, and that creates a healing. What I add to the equation is melody. Now, when you add melody to the sound, you create an emotion. Emotion, which is energy in motion. So basically, the attempt is not only to use just sound for healing, but also to give permission to people to fully feel the emotions. That because we have been in a society that teach us to repress the emotion. So there is a lot of energy that is stuck within our body. And with the melodies, you trigger this emotion to come out and give people permission to feel their anger, feel their sad, and feel their love, or whatever emotion is there needs to come out. And that's the healing part that I'm noticing many, many people are experiencing when they listen to the music.
That is so true. Now, Cobra, do you equate that to the up and coming and unfolding of the goddess energy?
Yes, absolutely. Because the goddess energy is the energy that brings us into touch with our emotions. and actually help us to heal our emotions, because within our emotions is our greatest power. And if we can access that power, we can change the world. And there is always guidance and wisdom in all of our emotions. They are trying to tell us something. And by healing our emotions, we get a message and we get the guidance. And that guidance brings us closer to our individual liberation and also to our collective liberation. And the guiding force that is guiding us here is the Goddess Presence, the Goddess Energy, the clear and healed feminine aspect of ourselves and the feminine aspect of the universe itself.
God, Cobra, that was beautiful. You know, I saw this, Marco, on your website. It says, enter into the innermost depths of your heart and experience the divine musical journey of unfolding secrets. This inspirational symphony for the heart draws forth the divine energies of ethereal vocals and celestial music. It will enfold you with the joy and the peace of becoming love made manifest now on earth. And I have to say to you, it's like all you feel when you're listening to your music is this profound, deep sense of connection to Source. So I just want to commend you, because I'm a musician too, so I really honor people that create these kind of magnificent masterpieces as you've done.
Thank you.
So, Marco, please tell everybody what is the best way that they can contribute to this dream of yours, and, of course, Cobra's, which is to bring about this new renaissance. What is the best way for them to step forward if they're feeling compelled to reach into their musical or their artistic, you know, side? What do you recommend?
Well, again, the key word right now is teaming, being a community that works together by bringing their gift. So the best way to support a process like mine or somebody else is to first, of course, to feel a resonance, and then addressing the joy that such resonance gives you, and then through that joys, make use of your gifts. So the question is, okay, I love this project of Marco. Okay, so what is it within myself? What is the gift that I carry on within myself that I can bring to the project, so that the project amplified? So that is the simplicity is really a simple formula, just to follow your joy and your bless. In a more three-dimensional world, of course, right now, like most of us, we are looking for the funds and for the investors, for the sponsors. But that too has to come from that kind of resonance. That has to come from that kind of energy. Otherwise, there is an agenda, and if there is an agenda, then the manipulation step into the process, and then the frequencies are not as pure as they should be. So even the people that are so-called business people, and the people that have money and they want to invest, they have to come from that kind of heart purity in order to maintain and to actually amplify the possibilities that such journey has.
That is such a good point, and unfortunately, it's one of the main reasons why a lot of projects like myself have not gotten off the ground.
Yes.
You know, yes. Is to find people with the funding that have the pure hearts and can allow the individual with the that has the original vision to stay pure to that original vision.
Yes, I personally feel very positive. I think we are at the end of that tunnel, and I think all these beautiful projects are going to be supported very soon with wonderful pure energy like money and like many other beautiful energies that are available right now, and they are unfolding. The reason why I called the album Unfolding Secrets is because it's exactly what's happening right now. All the secrets needs to unfold. We need to reach a transparency in order to continue our journey as humans. We need to let go of all the secrets. We need to become transparent. And therefore, particularly in fields like business, like corporation, we need to allow ourselves to let go of the secrecy and unfold those secrets and become transparent. So
yeah, I was going to ask you that question, because I just love the title of your new CD. And so Cobra, how do you feel about the unfolding of the funding, being able to support some of these new visions and projects around the world? How do you feel things are going in that direction?
I would make a suggestion to for people who have some of that funding and would like to dedicate it to the good projects, to pool the resources and to start supporting those kinds of projects. Because I know there are many good people out there, and some of those people have money and they don't know what to do with their money. And better than investing it in the stock market, it's much better now to put it into something like this. And I would suggest that you play a little bit of Marco's music for people to have an impression of what we're talking about.
Oh, boy. Okay. You caught me off guard. So I can do that. Honest to God, I usually close everything down so that I don't have any technical difficulties, because there's plenty of those, Cobra, when I interview you. while I'm pulling that up, thanks, Cobra.
You're welcome.
He just says it very kindly. You're welcome. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going. Okay. Well, in the meantime, while I'm pulling this up,
yes.
Marco, take it away. Talk to me a little bit more about Unfolding Secrets while I'm pulling it up.
I have to be the feel-in guy. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So what can I add? I mean, we said so much already. Let me share with you the gratitude and the amazing love that I'm starting to feel more and more in this density. I mean, I always felt love for humanity and for the planet, but it seems to me that we are stepping really in a situation where energetically we are starting to feel like in the same frequency where we were before we came here. Not quite yet, but we are getting there.
Yes. Okay, so everybody, this is actually one of my absolute favorites of Marco's CD called Unfolding Secrets. I was just playing it this morning and I just love it. Here we go. Okay, and I hate the fact that I had to just cut it off that dramatically. But I don't have, like, the mixing thing going on here, guys.
No problem.
So, Oh, Marco, I mean, that is absolutely. I could actually make my remedies to this piece because I'm very picky about the kind of music I play when I'm making my own essences, and it is just
Thank you.
spectacular. So listen, we are getting to the bottom of the hour, and I wanted to thank both of you, Cobra and Marco, for being my guest today, and I hope that this really inspires all of you out there in Cyberland to really consider stepping up into that joy and that love and that bliss within your heart that you want so much to create and give back to the world and to yourself. And I want to thank Marco for bringing forward such a beautiful gift. And Cobra, as always, we just love you because of all your wisdom. You never cease to amaze us. So, Marco, is there anything you would like to say
I
before we
just want
go?
to quickly acknowledge the soprano singer in this album. Her name is Christine Hoffman from New York, and she's has been a beautiful gift for the album, and really made a big difference in the frequencies that the album now has. So, just want to acknowledge her. And other than that, I thank you so much, Alexander. It's lovely to spend time with you and Cobra, and I hope we will be able to continue in whatever shape and form it's going to be, but I'm sure the divine synchronicity will continue our relationship in the future.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I'm very passionate
Thank
about
you.
what you're doing. And
Thank you.
Cobra, is there anything, any last minute comments you would like to make?
Yes, I would like everybody just to take some time and listen to Marco's music. It is really wonderful. And also go to my blog and read the latest update. It is very important about some event developments, and there is also a certain situation that you can vote about. And we made some great progress lately, and the victory of the light is near.
Yes, and by the way, Cobra, I couldn't get the vote. I couldn't find the vote thing, the vote
It's
button.
very easy. It's on the on the top. Top right corner of the block.
Ah, right. It says
Yeah.
top left. Okay. Well, now everybody knows. So go and vote because it's really important that you do. And it's regarding how whether you want to go for it or wait a while and be safe.
Yes,
Right,
yes.
Cobra? Yeah. Okay, Marco, thanks again for what you
Thank
bring
you.
to the world. We
Thank you.
bless you, bless you, bless you for your beautiful
Thank
musical
you, Alexander.
gifts. And Cobra, you as well. Thanks everybody for listening. You guys have a great day, and we'll
Thank
talk to
you.
you
Bye
soon.
bye. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Bye. Bye.